Jesus, I just want to praise you for your purity. I came across this scripture that says the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in the furnace of earth purified 7 times. And that was in Psalms 12:6. And that just soothed me, Lord, because no matter what we face, the words you have spoken in the world, over the universe, over our lives, is the purest thing to ever exist. And I thank you for that. I thank you for this season of stillness and learning. I want to thank you for the gift of peace, for the clothes on my back, for the warm blanket on my feet. I want to thank you for the heat coming through the vents. Thank you for the food in my belly and the ability to go in that kitchen and open up them refrigerators and the cabinets and cook myself whatever I want. I thank you for the formula in there. I never had to worry or figure out how I was going to buy. I thank you that once this snow melts, I can get from point A to point B. I thank you even for my job, that I can reach your people and not even have to leave my bed. I thank you for the movement in our bodies not being lame. Because I've never wanted for anything, and I'm always receiving for you, Lord. My prayers for those we be bringing forward on this prayer line, I lift up Ms. Gloria. And I pray for her full healing, because by your blood we are healed. I lift up Joshua, Aries, Tori, Ashlyn, all the children, from babies to grown. Lord, keep them in the palm of your hands and continue to water the seeds that's been planted. Lord, I pray for the souls in the hospitals, NICU, PICU, ICU. And I pray your Holy Spirit does a drive-by in every room and touch every person, that your Holy Spirit comes flooding in like a rushing water and restores them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. I pray for all the marriages, current and future, that the flame of passion and love is reignited. I pray for the husbands that you will continue to give them wisdom and guidance as the head. I pray for the wives, Lord, that you will give us the patience and strength to be the nurturers and helpmates and mothers our families need us to be. I pray for our leaders, Lord, that as they lead the flock, you give them rest in their spirit, protection, and wisdom. And God, I thank you for being our hope. Thank you for being my source of strength and comfort on the best days and the worst. I'm grateful that I can always run to you, Father, and I pray that you realign my heart today and continue to teach me how to draw near you. And in Jesus' name, amen.